The Sikuliak might not show up in Seward until early 2015, as the vessel must undergo a list of fixes and trials before it can even depart the Great Lakes and head for Alaska. Project Principal Investigator Terry Whitledge points to tests conducted earlier this month in Lake Michigan that turned up numerous problems with the new ship.
There's about 800 things that we picked up on this trial. And it runs the gamut from the HVAC systems, which is the heating, ventilation, and air conditioning systems, to various pumps and the interfaces to the navigation system, and kind of almost everything you can think of. It's a pretty complex machine altogether, and almost all the systems need a little tweaking somewhere.
Whitledge says overall cost of the project is still well within its $200 million budget, and the delay is not a surprise given the complexity of the one-of-a-kind research ship.
There's approximately 97 miles of wiring within the ship and thousands of connections, and all those have to be checked out. And historically, when a new ship comes online, it's quite common to have issues pop up for the first few months.
Whitledge says it hasn't been determined whether the Sikuliak will travel to Alaska via the Panama Canal or through the Northwest Passage. He says the decision will likely hinge on the location of contract research projects and how they dovetail with the ship's transit. University of Alaska Fairbanks School of Fisheries and Ocean Sciences Dean Mike Castellini says the Sikuliak's first research season is still on schedule.
If everything works the way it should, the science begins when it was supposed to have begun anyway, which would be in the late summer of 14. So we built in enough time on the far side so that while it changes the internal schedule of when the trials were done and where, it has almost zero impact on the actual schedule for the science of the ship.
The Sikuliak's first scientific project will happen in the Great Lakes as it undergoes trials this winter. The National Science Foundation plans to use the ship as a platform to test a newly outfitted remote underwater vehicle for the Woods Hole Oceanographic Institute. In Fairbanks, I'm Dan Bross.